Beijing, China has launched an aggressive retaliatory tariff package against the United States, intensifying fears of a prolonged trade war between the world's two largest economies. In response to President Donald Trump's newly imposed 34% tariffs, Beijing struck back on Friday with identical 34% duties on all U.S. imports. The move, accompanied by rare earth export restrictions and expanded sanctions on American companies, marks a sharp departure from China's previously restrained approach, and signals the beginning of what analysts warn could be an unmanaged decoupling in 2025. Beijing's aggressive posture signals that future retaliation will be more forceful, setting off an escalatory spiral, analysts at Eurasia Group said in a research note. A dangerous spiral. From tariffs to tech sanctions, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs made it clear in a weekend statement, negotiations are no longer on the table, for now. China has taken and will continue to take resolute measures to safeguard its sovereignty, security, and development interests, the ministry said. China's countermeasures include 34% tariffs on all U.S. goods export, curbs on key rare earth elements, ban on dual-use items to U.S. defense and aerospace firms, expansion of the unreliable entities list to include 11 additional U.S. companies. Economist Andy Hsieh commented that the mirroring of Trump's tariff rate demonstrates China's determination to go all the way to wherever the U.S. wants to be. Economic and market fallout. The economic blowback was swift and severe. Analysts at Morgan Stanley estimate the new tariffs could shrink China's GDP by up to 2 percentage points this year, driven by deflation and sluggish exports. Markets reacted sharply. Hang Seng China Enterprises Index dropped more than 13%, its worst day since the global financial crisis. China's 10-year bond yields fell 9 basis points to 1.634%. Offshore yuan weakened to 7.3212 per dollar. What's next? No deal in sight, but not off the table. With the diplomatic tone darkening, prospects for a near-term resolution appear dim. The abandonment of restraint likely reflects diminished hopes for a trade deal with the U.S., at least in the short term, said Gabriel Wildow, managing director at Tenio. While President Trump derided China's response as panic on Truth Social, analysts warn that the clash over TikTok's ownership and broader economic sovereignty issues could further entrench the standoff. Yet, some experts believe the path to negotiation isn't completely closed. Eurasia Group noted that strong, asymmetric, tit-for-tat tariff retaliation is a precondition for Beijing to come to the negotiating table. In a signal of readiness, People's Daily, a key state media outlet, said Beijing is fully prepared in all aspects to handle potential shocks, outlining plans for boosting domestic consumption, lowering policy rates, implementing further fiscal stimulus outlook, a global tax and trade reckoning. With U.S. officials reportedly seeing this as a strategic moment to press for rapid economic decoupling, and Beijing consolidating domestic policy levers, 2025 could mark a defining year in U.S.-China trade history. We are now entering a phase where tariff escalation is not a bargaining chip, it's policy, said a senior Asia strategist based in Singapore. Global companies and tax planners must now prepare for a more fragmented trade environment, increasing compliance costs, and disrupted cross-border supply chains. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.